USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ordering all flags be flown at half staff for the next 3 days to honor the more than 95,000 Americans who have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services.
Vice President Mike Pence saying Georgia showed the rest of the nation how to do a reopening. The vice president participating in a roundtable discussion in Georgia with restaurant owners and executives. And your final numbers on Wall Street: stocks flat ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. The Dow losing 9 points to finish at 24,465. The S&P adding 7 points, and the NASDAQ was up 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A charity raffle to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic has sparked a little bit of a controversy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The North Baldwin, Alabama Chamber of Commerce trying to raise money to help small businesses by doing a 10-day raffle, giving away outdoor gear and hunting rifles and shotguns as prizes, with all the profits going to the Small Business Relief Fund it set up. Some people, though, are not comfortable with the prizes and are worried that the firearms could end up in the wrong hands. Membership Development Manager Cameron Lewis says each winner has to be 19 years old, has to be from Alabama, and does have to pass a federal background check.
Senator Tim Scott took offense to comments made by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about black people. The South Carolina Republican saying it was disrespectful for Biden to say during an interview Friday that black people who have a problem deciding whether to vote for him or President Trump ain't black. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Department of Homeland Security is providing significant relief to the SAFER program that gives funding to pay salaries and benefits to new firefighters. Speaking in Fort Worth, Texas, Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says first responders are risking their lives to keep people safe. In many instances, they are unable to social distance during the coronavirus pandemic. Wolf says waivers from DHS and FEMA will provide fire departments with 100% of the funding needed to hire and pay firefighters for the next 3 years. Losses are adding up for college sports, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
As more and more college athletic departments cut their sports programs, the financial wreckage due to the coronavirus pandemic is becoming pretty clear. And that's without even factoring in a $4 billion loss if the 2020 football season is canceled. University systems have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in losses thus far, which could grow even more as decisions are made about whether to return students to campuses this fall. An array of cost-saving measures have been implemented 100 days from the scheduled start of the college football season. The Mid-American Conference, for example, announced multiple scheduling changes. Cincinnati dropped its men's soccer program. Old Dominion cut wrestling. Furman shut down baseball and men's lacrosse. Bowling Green cut baseball. Central Michigan terminated men's track and field. And Akron announced it's eliminating men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.